Good afternoon, friends. This is Stephen White, conductor on the music staff of the Metropolitan Opera. Welcome to this week's Met Preview on WVTF Music. Today we have two operas to consider, Mascagni's Cavalleria Rusticana, which means rustic chivalry, and Leoncavallo's Pagliacci, the clowns. These two operas are the archetypes of late 19th century Italian verismo, a word that means realism. Verismo operas focus not on gods, mythology, or royalty, but on everyday men and women and their most visceral passions. The Metropolitan Opera was the first company to stage these two operas together all the way back in 1893. It's a pairing that has forever since been known by opera lovers as Cav Pag. One of the most striking things about Cavalleria is that in the very midst of the violent tale that unfolds before our eyes and ears, Mascagni provides moments of profound spiritual sentiment that, in the context of the drama, feels almost like an expression of unrealistic hope. That was the character Santuzza, singing the Regina Coeli with the choir and congregation on Easter Sunday morning. And now we come to an oasis of a different type, the gorgeous intermezzo, truly a sublime calm before the coming storm. There are so many instances in opera where the tenor character rejects the love of a good woman to pursue what he thinks are the more exotic affections of another. Don José in Carmen and Calaf in Turandot spring immediately to mind. In the case of Cavalleria, Santuzza genuinely loves the tenor Turiddu, but he has let himself go with Lola, one of his old girlfriends. The problem is, Lola is married to Alfio, and when he finds out, he challenges the drunken Turiddu to a duel. Turiddu rushes off to tell his mother goodbye and asks her to take care of Santuzza. The knife fight takes place off stage, but the result is evident as the curtain falls. Per me,
gloria santa. Un bacio
This is the weekly Met preview on WVTF Music. I'm Stephen White. Pagliacci begins with one of the greatest and most difficult baritone arias in the literature. The character Tonio steps in front of the curtain to address the audience, telling us that the actors we are about to see are made of the same flesh and blood as we are. He implores us to pay as much attention to the truth of their actual feelings as we do to the roles they play. Listen now as the great Leonard Warren draws us into this world in which fiction meets reality head on. The characters in Pagliacci are all players in a traveling Commedia dell'arte troupe, who have arrived in a small village to put on their show for the whole town. Canio, the leader of the little company, is the jealous husband of Nedda, who, unfortunately for her, has been caught with Silvio, a handsome young villager. Silvio wants to sweep her away to a better life, far from the squalorous and unfulfilling existence to which she feels enslaved. Canio discovers them, but Silvio gets away just before Canio can see his face. At knife point, he threatens Nedda, demanding her lover's name. But the play is about to begin, and he has to get into character. In this, perhaps the most iconic tenor aria in all of opera, Canio pours out his soul. Vesti la giubba, put on the costume and makeup, change all your tears of anguish into clowning. Laugh, Pagliaccio, at your shattered love. Let's listen now to this rendition by the immortal Enrico Caruso. It's a recording that, even at 110 years old, is spine-tingling in its raw and heartbreaking emotion.
La gente paga e rider vuole quel se Arlecchin uscir volo Colombina Rini Pagliaccio e ognun s'applaudirà Ramosa e Lazzi lo spasmo del pianto e non ha smarpia il singhiozzo e il dolor
One of the great tenors of our time is Roberto Alagna. He will be singing both Turiddu and Canio in tomorrow's broadcast. Joining him in Cavalleria Rusticana will be Ekaterina Semenchuk as Santuzza and Jelko Lucic as Alfio. In Pagliacci, Mr. Alagna is joined by Alexandra Kurczak as Nedda, Giorgio Cagnizze as Alfio, and Alessio Arduini as Silvio. Niccolo Luisotti will be our conductor. Please make your plans to tune in tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. right here on WVTF Music. And I hope you'll be with me next Friday as we sample some of the gorgeous exotic beauties of Massenet's Thaïs. I'm Stephen White, reminding you that Virginia is for lovers of great opera.
Stephen White made his debut at the Metropolitan Opera in 2010 and has conducted a number of Met performances. He also continues a long-standing relationship with Opera Roanoke as principal guest conductor and will conduct two performances of La Bohème in Roanoke in April 2018.